Hello. Welcome to the AlexiCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
On today's show, the Amazon Echo family, the Alexa family, got a little bigger, and we're going to talk about the different units. First of all, the very creatively named new Echo. So if you try to find an old Echo, I couldn't find one. I was just at the Amazon site. It's called the new Echo. It's actually smaller in size. It's also smaller in price. It's an $80 decrease. It's now $99, and it's smaller. It's a little fatter, but it has Dolby speakers in it, Dolby technology for better sound. And now they come with six different finishes. So you can have it in black and white and silver, all sorts of other things. And the original version of the Echo has now been updated, and it's now known as the Echo Plus. Now, before we get to that, the new Echo is available for pre-order now, and it will be released at the end of the month on October 31st. They have a deal going on now where if you buy three, you can get a $50 off. There's a coupon there for $50 off when you buy three. So, and if you're going to do that, please go out to our website, alexacast.com. Click on the Amazon banner. It's a way to support the show. But now, what about the old Echo that's now the new Echo? It's the Echo Plus. It also has Dolby speakers. And something new where, like right now, I have the, I think it's Hue, I have a hub for my light bulbs. The new Echo Plus, yes, it has the Dolby speakers, but it also has a built-in smart hub, so you don't need to set up a separate hub. That's kind of cool. It's going to be $149, which is still less than the old version, and it will be released also on October 31st, and it's going to sell for $149. You can pre-order it now. That is the Echo Plus. There is a, well, let's stick with the Echo units. They have so many things. I think the one that's going to be the belle of the ball this Christmas, and I'm probably going to pre-order one of these because it sounds cool, is the Echo Spot. And this is kind of a like the old Dot. And the Dot right now, by the way, if you want to just get into, dip your toe into an Alexa, they have a fall sale right now. They're $45. And the Echo Spot is kind of like taking the Dot and the Echo Show. Now, the Echo Show is the one with the 7-inch video screen. I've got some news about that coming up in the future here. But it's kind of like combining the Show and the Dot. You end up with a 2.5-inch screen allowing you to watch and make video phone calls. They also have now flash briefings. Like you can actually watch Jimmy Fallon do his monologue. It has a 2-watt speaker, which is, you know, powerful enough to listen at your bedside. But you can also plug a speaker into it, and you can play things via Bluetooth. So if you have a nice speaker there, you could do that. And so this will be available for $129, and it'll be available December 19th. So the other ones were in October. This one's going to be December. So it uses the second generation far-field voice recognition to, again, to watch video flash briefings. You can see music lyrics. You can get the weather forecast and kind of see it now, as well as all the other things you can do on a Dot, you know, your to-do list, your shopping list. You can browse and listen to audiobooks. It's basically a Dot with a video screen. So the other new thing here, let's see, is the, yeah, there are two things that don't really apply to Amazon Alexa, although you need this one, and that is the Echo Plus. And for me, I could see this. I know a lot of people are getting, you would think that this technology is for younger people, and I know people that are getting this in the same way that when we go back to the original Kindle, the people that bought the Amazon Kindle were older people because you could increase the size of the font. And so now, if you have an older person who's not really up on technology and how to surf the internet, they love Alexa, and they love her because she can remind you. I'm going to talk about smart reminders here in a bit. So they have this Echo Connect. It's a $35 accessory that allows you to make phone calls. So you can basically connect your home phone to your compatible Echo device to call any phone number just using your voice. So the old I've fallen and I can't get up thing, yeah. Echo Connect uses your existing home phone service to make and receive phone calls, Your home phone number will be displayed as a caller ID. You can call 911 and international numbers. And obviously, if you're calling international, charges may apply. You can easily sync all your contacts. So Alexa syncs with your mobile phone contacts, so you never have to look up a number. You can just ask Alexa, and she will make the call. And if this is setting you up, I'm sorry about that. I always need to remind people that I do say the A word. On occasion, I will say her, if I can remember. You simply plug the Echo Connect into your home phone jack. Remember those? And complete the setup on your Alexa app, and you're ready to make and receive calls on your compatible Echo devices. So that's something that you wouldn't buy on its own, but if you had an Echo and you want to make phone calls, you could do that. The other thing that's a little new, and this isn't even available yet, Echo buttons. These are basically, they look like the Echo Dot, except it's this lighted kind of screen, and they're going to be using it for things like for making buzzers. If you want to use your Amazon device for playing games. And so for those of us that remember Simon, remember the four little thing with the glowing dots and you would have to play it? Yeah, it kind of looks like Simon, only you get basically two buttons for $20. These are not available yet. And I've got a link out in the show notes. You can click and be notified when they are ready. So we had the new Echo, the kind of shorter, fatter version with better sound. You have the Echo Plus, which is the new version of the old version that now has a built-in home hub and it has Dolby speakers. Then you've got the Echo Spot, which is basically part dot, part show. And then you mix in the Echo Connect and the Echo buttons. Now, I mentioned the Echo Show. This is the $200 device that's got the 7-inch screen. It's kind of like part tablet, part, you know, dot. And they've announced, at least Google did, that you can't play YouTube on the Echo Show. An Amazon statement said, as of this afternoon, Google has chosen to no longer make YouTube available on the Echo Show without explanation and without notification to customers. There is no technical reason for that decision, which is disappointing and hurts both of our customers. Which really doesn't make sense if you think about it, because YouTube, unless Amazon was not displaying the ads, I mean, that's how YouTube makes money. They put ads in front of stuff. Google said instead that the development was no surprise. They said, we've been in negotiations with Amazon for a long time, working towards an agreement that provides great experiences for customers on both platforms. Amazon's implementation of YouTube on the Echo Show violates our terms of service, creating a broken user experience, which makes me believe that maybe they somehow turned off that whole watch this video next thing. You know how YouTube does that. We hope to be able to reach an agreement and resolve the issues soon. Now, what's weird is they didn't pull it from the Amazon Fire TV, which is kind of like a Roku device. There, you basically get the YouTube app, which is merely a link to the service's TV, kind of optimized web page, similar to something you would see on smart TV. So you can still watch YouTube on an Amazon Fire. So some other things that are either, I could not find if this is available now. I saw it in a commercial, but it sounds like it's coming. And this is where you're going to be able to set up multiple tasks. So you'll be able to say something like, you could ask her, you know, start the weekend. And that might kick off a flash briefing followed by other skills. They said that in the commercial, like have her do multiple things with a single command. I was like, that could be cool. But I haven't seen anything about it anywhere. So it sounds like it's a future feature that's coming on. Then the other thing that they showed in a commercial, playing music on other Amazon devices. And that is, well, here's the thing. It's misleading because in the commercials, they just say, ask her to play the wake up playlist in your son's room where there's another Amazon device. Well, I went out and I looked at this and they say multi-room music groups. And it is cool. Like I had set up one where I have the dot in my bedroom and a dot in my office. And I was just going to name them upstairs. So I could say, you know, I could ask her, hey, play this person on Spotify upstairs. And it would do that. Well, what they say is multi-room music groups only support music playback. Other media and audio like flash briefings, Kindle books, and content from Alexa skills, including Sirius XM. Well, in this case, I was using Spotify, which is an app. It's a skill. They are not supported at this time. So I'm trying to figure out exactly. Well, I understand. You can stream Amazon Music Unlimited and Prime Music titles to a single device or multi-room group at one time. When you're listening through a multi-room music group, all the devices in that group access the stream and play the same title simultaneously. So it's kind of like, oh yeah, you can do this as long as you're using Amazon Music Unlimited. You can't stream different music on multiple devices or on more than one multi-room music group at the same time unless you have an Amazon Music Unlimited family plan. So it sounds like a great idea, but it's kind of got an asterisk there where it's kind of like, that doesn't really work exactly the way it sounds. So it sounded much cooler than it was. Let me find my dot here. I've talked about in the past, I always like to bring new things to try. And if you haven't figured this out, let me do a quick one here. Alexa, remind me in 30 seconds to end the show.
Okay, I'll remind you in 30 seconds.
So what this is, in the past, you could say, you could ask her, hey, set an alarm for 5 minutes from now. And then 5 minutes, the alarm would go off. And you're like, hey, what's that alarm for? Am I supposed to flip the chicken or something? I don't remember what it was. And it's just ringing at you. Well, now you can set up a reminder and she should be going off here in a second. And she will actually tell you what the heck you set the reminder for. So it's kind of a specific reminder to, so now you can set that. Because there we go.
Here's your reminder. End the show.
End the show. So there you go. So that's Alexa stop, because she will keep saying that if I don't tell her to do that. So if you haven't done that yet, that's pretty cool. And I think if I just say, Alexa, set a reminder.
What's the reminder for?
Walk the dog.
When should I remind you?
11:17 p.m.
Okay, I'll remind you at 11:17 p.m.
Okay, so that's 2 minutes from now, so I'm not going to make you sit for that. But those are kind of cool. I like those. I've done that in the past where I've had phone calls or things like that, and I can say, hey, remind me in X amount of minutes, like a timer, or give her a specific time, and she will do that as well. So if you're interested in any of these devices, check it out. Our website is alexacast.com. I do appreciate everyone going out there. Even if you're not buying an Alexa thing, if you're going to be buying anything at Amazon, please do me a favor. Visit alexacast.com. Click on any of the banners out there. Even if you take one and it takes you to an Echo Dot, it doesn't matter. Just go up to the bar then and type what you're looking for. It still works the same way. So thank you so much for tuning into the Alexa Cast, and I'll let her have the final word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.